Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. This again is National Farm Safety Week, and to find out how you can maybe be a little bit more proactive for the youth on the farm, McCare recently visited with Scott Heiberger of the National Farm Medicine Center.
Yeah, first of all, tell us a little bit about the National Farm Medicine Center over there in Marshfield. What's the mission statement there?
Yeah, the National Farm Medicine Center, in fact, this year we're marking 40 years, so we've been around for a while, and it grew out of Marshfield Clinic Health System. The health system is located in the central and northern parts of Wisconsin. It serves a heavily rural population, and the farm center got started about 40 years ago when the physicians were seeing illnesses and injuries that were really particular to farming, and they decided, you know, we need to formalize this and really make this a area of focus for us, and so that's how we got started. And then through the years, we 25 years ago added the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety. And so under this Farm Medicine Center umbrella, child ag safety has been a big part of what we do. And that child injury prevention part of it is funded through the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health.
We visited yesterday with Bill Field down at Purdue University. He's their safety specialist extension guy. And he said that he's worked with farm families who have lost a child, a fatal farm accident where the death of a child ended up causing the end of the family farm. I mean, just losing a child due to a farm accident, just devastating. This is like almost the worst possible thing to happen.
Yeah, we know Bill real well, and he does great work, and Purdue does great work. And, you know, the point about the ripple effect of an incident. And that, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we see the news clippings and it's covered and, you know, sheriff's department or whoever, you know, makes the report and the TV stations will do a story on a trauma incident or a fatality. And in most cases, that's pretty much it. But like you're getting at there, you know, that can break apart a family, that can break apart, you know, if there's feelings of blame or, you know, you weren't supervising him or, you know, heaven forbid, a parent was, you know, indirectly involved or accidentally backed over their child, et cetera. And then, like you say, the future of the farm itself. So in the community, you know, you think about everybody who knows that child, you know, the teachers and the neighbors and, you know, the ripple effect really goes on and on for out of something that maybe, you know, an adult could have seen coming or could hopefully have prevented. And so that's what we really focus on is, you know, trying to work with supervising adults, the parents, you know, in terms of education and resources and just urging everybody to stop and think, what could the long-term effects be if we cut a corner here or we make a poor decision or don't prepare well, you know, safety-wise.
Yeah, that kind of regret goes on for eternity. So got to avoid that. Mm-hmm. What is the best way of preventing a fatal farm accident involving a child? Is it training or just deciding by the family what tasks are appropriate for certain age groups or any youth?
Sure. You know, there's a couple things that we really kind of hammer home. And we sort of divide the children into working children and non-working children. And so working children, the older kids, you know, tend to be, you know, 10 and over roughly. We have something called the Ag Youth Work Guidelines. And everything I'm talking about here can be found at an excellent website. It's all one word, cultivatesafety.org. cultivatesafety.org. And that website is divided into basically working kids and non-working kids. And so, like you say, for working kids, you want to match them with the appropriate task. You want to put them in a position to succeed based on their physical attributes and their mental, emotional capabilities, their ability to remember instructions. Like you say, the training is very important. Make sure they repeat it back to you after you've trained them in the proper way to do a particular job, and then go back and check on them and you know, go back a couple times with the supervision and just make sure they're doing okay. And, of course, always have a way to communicate and in case they do get into a jam. And then the other group of kids we focus on is the young kids, the under 10 kids. who really account for a disproportionate amount of the injuries. Those kids under 10 account for probably more than half of the injuries to youth on farms. And you know, it's a situation of being bystanders in a very hazardous place. You know, it's, farms are a mix between workplace and home in many instances, and that's been a tradition. But, you know, with really hazardous work, or the particularly hazardous work, you know, we have to do our best as adults to safeguard those very young kids and you know, make sure there's some kind of a dividing line there between the work and home.
This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.